I don't have too many announcements, although I have been asked to make an announcement by somebody who is very close to many of us, and I know she'd get up here and announce it right at the concert and over the radio if she were here, so I thought I'd go ahead and tell those of you who know Tina Liza Jones Wickline that she had a baby girl this morning. 10 pounds, 4 ounces. She'd want us to tell it. We have a wonderful concert tonight, and we started the week off with a concert of Irish music, and I think very appropriately we're finishing the week with a concert that consists mainly of Appalachian music, and quite a lot of it music of West Virginia itself. The first people who are performing tonight, although they live in Virginia, are very much steeped in Appalachian tradition, and so we could almost call it an all West Virginia concert. But we're starting out with two people who have been here at Augusta but have not really been featured as performers. Most of us know Wayne Henderson in his role as an instructor and a builder of excellent guitars and mandolins. Wayne's work is known worldwide. He is also a very fine repairer of instruments, as is his wife Carol. She repairs and builds fiddles, and Wayne builds and repairs guitars and mandolins, and has worked on the guitars and instruments of many, many very well-known performers. Peter Rowan, I believe Ricky Skaggs, he worked on a guitar of Elvis Presley's one time, and he has built and inlaid and repaired guitars of many, many people you've all heard of. As performers, they're just wonderful, and they have traveled all over the country and all over the world. They've done several State Department tours of the Orient, and they've traveled from the East Coast all the way out to Texas and have toured many, many states. And it's really a treat to have them here performing tonight. And I'd like you to make welcome Wayne and Carol Henderson from Virginia.
Thank you. Howdy, everybody. Appreciate the nice applause and that gracious introduction there. We're going to try to do you an old number now. Carol's going to sing for you an old-time folk song called Handsome Molly.
London or some of the seaport town. I've set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. Sailing around the ocean, sailing round the sea. I think handsome Molly wherever she may be. Black as a raven, her eyes as bright as coals. Her teeth shone like the lilies out in the morning cold. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. I think handsome Molly, wherever she may be. Don't you remember, Molly, when you gave me your right hand? You said if you'd ever marry, that I would be your man. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. I think of handsome Molly, wherever she may be. Church last Sunday, she passed me on by. I could tell her mind was changing by the roving in her eyes. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. I think of handsome Molly, wherever she may be. You broke your promise, go marry whom you please. While my poor heart is aching, you're lying at your ease. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. I think of handsome Molly, wherever she may be.
I'm gonna try to do your number now. It's an old-time number. It's not too old, I guess. An old jazz type. If anybody wants to play basketball, I guess it could. I'm gonna call it Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. my main purpose up here for the last 3 weeks has been to teach some folks how to build guitars. And I had 5 real wonderful students. And I've got to say something good about them because they're all sitting right down here and I can't look out there because I've had to put up with them for 3 weeks and it's some, I don't know about some of them. They tend to pull tricks on me and all kinds of things. And so I'm going to play each one of their guitars tonight because I'm extremely proud of them. They did a great job with their guitars. We're going to have them all come up here and do a tune, but we gave up on that because there's just too good a chance for them to pull some kind of a trick on me. Every time you turn around, one of their guitars would be gone or the sound hole crammed full of toilet paper or something like that. So I'm going to introduce each one of them as they come up here to hand me their guitar, and I'm going to play a tune on all of them, or try to anyway. And this first one is David Kingsley. Why don't you stand up here and show these folks this nice guitar you know. I had real good students. The first day, I showed them all what a pocket knife was. And gave them some mahogany and spruce boards and told them to cut off everything that does not look like a guitar. And so they came out with this. They did pretty good, I thought. David lives out at Red Creek, West Virginia, not too awful far from here. He was the only instrument maker already. I think he made bowed psalteries. I don't know whether he brought any with him or not, but I heard somebody say down there, I hope not. Anyway, if you want to talk to him about one, I think everybody should have one of those things. Yeah. So this is the guitar David Kingsley made, and I'm going to try to do a medley of old Carter Family tunes on them. Hit a clunker.
You didn't pull something out of tune, you hit a clunker, Mike.
Uh-oh, I got a feeling I've been... Now, would they hand me a guitar up here out of tune? I don't know. They'll never make me think they didn't. Thank you. Carol's going to sing you another old blues number now, but before we try out another guitar and give him time to untune another one. This is left over from Blues Week last week, I guess. One called Troubling Mind.
Troubling mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line and let the 219 pacify my mind. Sure treated me unkind. I'll be a hard-hearted mama. I know I'll make you lose your mind. I'm going down. Get me a rocking chair, and if those blues don't leave me, I'm gonna rock on away from there. Well, my good guy, he's left me, and it sure does freed my mind. If you see me laughing, laughing just to keep from crying. Troubled in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the wind's gonna rise and blow my blues away.
Now for the next guitar. This fellow's name is Charlie McCoy, and he's not the harmonica player from Nashville, I don't reckon. He's a lawyer from Florida, and that proves that anybody can make a guitar, I think. Everybody give Charlie a hand here. He's made a nice guitar here. He's a nice fella and a good craftsman, and he made a real good guitar here. That's some beautiful wood. I'm sure after the show, these folks would be glad to show you these guitars. You want to look at them closer, and they'd probably take orders for them and all that stuff, you know. I guess, what's a good tune to play? That's a good one, isn't it? One called Down Yonder, the best I can see all the way down on the paper. bring up another one of my students here and his guitar. This is David Grossman. These guitars, most all of them are different styles. This is like a 12 fret triple alt size guitar. And getting his picture taken out. That's taking a chance on your camera there. If that don't tear it up, nothing will. But these are all nice guitars, and just show y'all how the reason I'm proud of my students. I had a good student, I think, made my job easier. So I'm going to try to play I'm not a good enough finger picker to give this guitar justice, but I'm going to try to play an old finger style tune called Freight Train. Thank you. Let's see. I'm going to get up doing, I hate to play so many guitar tunes right in a row here, but to get all these, I want to recognize all my students like I should be. And this next one, I spent the last week of our class practicing saying his hometown. It's it's Schaffhausen, Switzerland. Give him a hand for coming a long way. I wish everybody was up here close enough so you could see the inlay and engraving work that Daniel did on this. His trade back in Switzerland is an engraver, and it shows up. He's a wonderful craftsman. He made this thing here called, it's a griffin. It's got a part fish and bird, and it's a dangerous looking thing. I'm afraid to hit licks right down here where it's at, afraid it'll bite me, you know. So if I leave out a few licks right down there where the beak of that thing is, you know, you know the reason. Another good sound, isn't it? Get this one out of tune myself. Old-time fiddle tune we play a lot down home, down southwestern Virginia. It's almost West Virginia, just a little bit below the border. Got the part of Virginia that gets pinched in between West Virginia and North Carolina. One called the Arkansas Traveler. Thank you. Last number here. I'm going to get up my last student here we got. And he's going to do something a little unusual. I'm just going to play rhythm on his guitar. This is Ron Buchanan from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Some of y'all might have been here last week, took some of his clogging lessons. It just amazes me how he can be so light on his feet, you might call it. I think the day he was born, the signs must have been in the feet. That's all I know. After a minute, he's going to do another unbelievable feat here. He's going to clog and play the fiddle at the same time. He's ready to go. Get Carol to fiddle an old tune called Soldier's Jaw.
You know, we all thought of a million and one great pranks we were going to pull on Wayne here. we like them so much, we're not going to do any of them. We just wanted to ask you to help us thank him for building such great guitars and everything. Thank you, Lord.
One of the best things I always think about coming to Augusta up here is I always get to meet some neat people and good musicians. And that's always something really great. And this fella that's going to come out and play, and we're going to play one tune together. Right now is a fellow Virginian, but he's originally from just down the road here in West Virginia. He's a great musician. I hope he's standing over here somewhere ready to come out. His name is Mr. Dwight Diller. Since I saw you backstage a while ago, you ain't got anything for any plans for it.
I thought we was gonna play music.
Oh, I was gonna play. You doing okay tonight?
Yeah. How long have you been playing it?
Oh, I guess I've been playing it since I was about 5 years old or something. That's longer than I'd like to comment on, I guess. Pretty good while. I've been playing that thing since I was about five. Well, back when I was just a youngster like that, all the other kids' fathers were teaching them how to grip a hold on these Louisville Slugger baseball bats, you know. And all at that time, my father was teaching me how to grip a hold the neck on this old guitar, you know.
That looks like you did a pretty good job.
Well, I got along pretty good. As one year I hit 19 home runs with it. And one guitar neck.
See, I ain't gonna be the straight man out here.
What about let's pick a tune then?
All right.
What you gonna do?
It's your boss. It's your show.
Let's do Mississippi Zoe.
All right. Guitar right
now. Thank you.
see why Helene fixes her hair so funny. I'm tired of this now. You can, too. You just get it cut, and then you just slick it back like that. You better hold what you got, huh? Baby, where you been so long? And it's baby, where you been so long? I've been around the bend for up and back men and going back there for long. I wish there was a mole in the ground, and I wish there was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I could root this mountain down. I wish there was a mole in the ground. Well, I wish there was a lizard in the spring. I wish there was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, I could hear my cooler sing. Oh, I wish there was a lizard in the spring. And it's baby where you been so long. And it's baby where you been so long. I've been around the bend with the railroad men, and I'm going back there before long. I don't have very much time out here because I'm not in the union. I don't get union scale. And Jerry and Mike will be out in a little bit, and they get union scale. And so I got to hurry here. So I'm not going to do much talking. I'm going to play a fast one. I like this one. This is one of my favorites. It's called Sally Ann. You ever seen my skirt Sally and drag me slip down through the sand? I'm a Sally and I'm a Sally and I. Thank you.
Thank you.
I needed that right then. Well, step up, buddies, and listen to me.